joining this guided prayer walk. In the coming half hour, I'm going to lead you through a time of prayer for our city. I will share scripture with you, pray, give some topics to pray for, but most importantly, I will say nothing to give you some space to pray. Today's focus is students and universities in the city. Lord Jesus, as I enter prayer now, I lift my eyes to you. Heavenly Father, I long to connect to your heart today. Jesus, I worship you as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Holy Spirit, guide me as I pray. I long to partner with you as I pray for the kingdom to come. And so, I begin with praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The focus of our prayer time today is the students and universities in our city. We are thankful that our church gets to welcome and involve so many different students from various backgrounds who God sent to the city. Also, the students who are not yet part of churches who got allowed to be a present in the city. We are also thankful for the universities in the city and the people involved in it, along with the organizations and ministries that God allowed to grow alongside one another in the city. Let us take the time to bring each of these points to His throne. Thank you. Today I bless what you are doing in the life of students and what you are also doing through the universities in the city to establish your kingdom. I bless the students. I bless the teachers at the universities. I bless the people involved in organizations and management of the universities. May they be reminded today that it is you who is calling them and working through them. May they be ever close to your heart. I think of different students in our city that I know about and name them before you now. Lord, I pray that your blessing and protection will be over these students, that they will encounter you personally in this important, crucial time of their lives, and also for those who may have not met you personally. We pray that these young people will be invited and in time be known and loved by the body of Christ. I pray, Lord, that each of these students may surrender their lives to you unreservedly. I pray specifically that the students may overcome the challenges in their studies and struggles through the corona situation, just the way you are calling them to. Help them, Lord, not only to survive their studying years, but also to thrive, find their purpose in you, and glorify you. May the time ahead be a time of flourishing for them. I also think of the universities in the city and bless them in your name now. Lord, may your hand of blessing and protection also be over these universities. Let your word, Lord, be the lamp unto their feet and light to their path. Just as the founder of the University of Groningen have prayed in the beginning and continue to proclaim this prayer as their motto. Let the universities be a place not just to nourish the practical, mental, and emotional aspects of the people in it, but also so that everyone may recognize your word, Lord, as the source of truth and light. Although the university tends to be the place for people to forget about you and mock the faith, it saddens us, Lord, so we pray that it still becomes the place where people are guided to meet you and learn about your truth. I pray, Lord, for the teachers and professors who still work really hard to deliver quality education in these challenging times. I pray for the people working in the organizational and managerial aspect so that they will find their way to thrive in this also corona-impacted situation, just the way that you are calling them to. Help them to work, make decisions that bring honor to your name. They will be filled with the Spirit to boldly proclaim the gospel. Work with wisdom to go about and win students for your glory, Lord. Unify their hearts in working towards this mission. Provide all that they need for this. And most importantly, let them be an example in their speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. As Paul also blessed young Timothy in his first letter, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. So we also pray, Lord, for the student ministry, not just those in our church, but I pray for all the student associations and Christian student ministries in the city. That the people being involved in it reflect your love and your wisdom. Lord, I thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you that my prayers are meaningful to you. Thank you that somehow, even though I cannot see it, they contribute to change, because I've prayed to an Almighty Father who has given power and authority to the prayers of His children. Therefore, receive my prayers as an offering, and use them, Lord, to unleash your kingdom in our city. Amen.